Seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. And Imam Musa al-Kazim was the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim was the son of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Now, when we talk about Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, we see historically that he left an amazing legacy full of goodness, righteousness, beauty, and he was a brilliant guide for the community in general. And among the unique aspects that marked Imam al-Kazim's personality is his steadfastness and determination, his perseverance in front of the difficult events and the ordeals showered upon him by his contemporary tyrants. Old and young have an amazing opportunity to learn to how to deal with life's difficulties by looking into the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام الإمامة هي النور، وذلك قوله عز وجل آمنوا بالله ورسوله والنور الذي أنزلنا. قال النور هو الإمام.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated Imama is the light and that is the support of his saying in the Quran, so have faith in Allah and His Apostle and the light which we have sent down. Imam also said, the light is the Imam.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and it's great to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear brothers and sisters, we have been talking about the beautiful conversations and the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. This beautiful and divinely appointed Imam from the Ahlul Bayt, the family and the progeny of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, has given us some very beautiful and profound statements in his dialogues with his companions. In one such instance, we find that the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, ordered his companions and his friends and his relatives to grant the needs of the people. In this conversation, he said to his companions and his friends, if a believer comes to his brother in religion for a need, then that person who has come to you is a mercy of Allah, the Blessed and the High. And if the individual who has been asked for a need accepts to fulfill the need of his brother or sister in religion. Then he makes him follow Allah through us. And if the individual refuses to grant the need, and he could grant it, then Allah, the Mighty, the Blessed, empowers over him a snake created from fire to bite him in the grave until the day of resurrection. A very powerful conversation in which Imam al-Kadhim encourages and practically orders, for all intents and purposes, orders his companions and his friends to help your brothers and sisters in religion to the extent where this person who comes to you so that you grant their need is considered a mercy on behalf of Allah. And of course that you should accept granting the request of this individual, of course, if you can grant it. If you can't grant it, then either you find somebody who can help, or you very politely refuse or deny, but you give a dua to the individual. And finally, if one refuses to grant the need of this believing brother and sister, and they were able to grant it, Allah creates a snake which bites them in the grave until the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah. The importance, dear friends, of fulfilling and helping our fellow Muslim brothers and sisters when they are in need. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim, alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
Imam Al-Kadhim is famous for this particular emphasis during his time. What he wanted to do was he saw there was a great deal of moral corruption. There was attachment to this world. The Abbasid caliphs were engrossed in the materialistic possessions of this world. They were drinking intoxicants. They were spending their time illegitimately with women. They were spreading fahisha and fahsha. And Imam alayhi salam rose to the challenge to correct this type of actions that were there and to spread these important teachings which highlight the need for you and I to hold ourselves accountable and to practice muhasaba every single day. Imam alayhi salam is telling us that without practicing this muhasaba, this self-accountability, one cannot be considered a follower of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far and the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. Why? The Quran comes forward and says, "Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma 'alayka hasiba." Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Imam Salamullahi alayhi says, when you hold yourself accountable every single day, that will allow you to strengthen your willpower, the power to say no to temptations, to desires, to the whims that you and I may have every single day when we're presented with all these challenges. Imam alayhi salam saw this particular opportunity to remind you and I of the importance of self-accountability. And he goes on to say that when it comes to this important action of muhasaba, one should reflect. If I have done a good deed, I should strengthen the resolve to continue performing it and to do more and more. But if, God forbid, I have committed an evil vice or a sin or an act of transgression against the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the effort should be made and the commitment should be placed for that not to be repeated.
Thank you.
you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Yeah.